You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
As I've been saying all season, the Angels are one of the more interesting teams to keep an eye on. Not because so much that they're good, they're just interesting. So let's talk about them. I'm Allison Futter, and I'm here with Alden Gonzalez, who, of course, knows every single thing going on with this team. So, Alden, they swept the Mariners. They took 3 of 4 from the Dodgers. They lost 2 of 3 to the Orioles. So I'm trying to figure out, like, are they on a good trajectory right now? Because it seems like they're maybe starting to put things together a little bit. Maybe not. What do you think?
You know, yeah. Allison, all of that, maybe. I don't know what to make of this team right now. Just when you think they are out of it and that they have no chance of competing, they go on a run. And then when you think they're healthy and they're ready to go on a run, they struggle. It's weird. It's kind of weird the way this season has played out, but I give this team a lot of credit because they persevered through a lot of injuries, a lot of setbacks. They're starting rotation. They have, as we've talked about constantly, they have 4 injured starting pitchers, and they have the 4th best rotation ERA since May 14th. I mean, who could have That makes absolutely no sense at all. Who could have possibly seen that happen? Their lineup, if you look at their lineup last night, their bottom 4 hitters, they had Johnny Giovatella batting 5th, followed by Carlos Perez, Gregorio Petit, Rafael Ortega, and Shane Robinson, 4 guys with a lifetime batting average of .243. And yet, with a lineup similar to that, they have managed to be 4th in the majors in runs per game for the month of May, I believe. So, you know, they're putting things together somehow. Obviously not where they want to be. They entered this series finale against the Rangers 4 games below .500. But, you know, as we've talked about before, I think the only thing that this team needs to think about right now is they just have to find a way to kind of keep their collective heads above water until they start getting guys back. I mean, they have right now, if you count Tyler Skaggs on the minor league DL, they have 11 players injured. But it's very reasonable to think that by the end of June, every single one of those players except Andrew Heaney and Garrett Richards should be back. So they just need to find a way right now to just kind of keep going and to not fall completely out of the race. And, you know, you look down the road and, you know, they're going to get some guys back here pretty soon.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about, of course, Tim Lincecum, but the stuff that we've talked about is like him being rumored to sign, then him signing. And now we can talk about actual baseball stuff. So he threw a recent bullpen, if I've got this correct, and then he threw a simulated game. So it sounds like he's got a couple starts coming at AAA, and then he might be ready to go, or is that being overly optimistic?
No, that's pretty much what he lines up as. He's going to throw another sim game in Arizona on Saturday, I believe. One of them's throwing Friday, one of them's throwing Saturday. It's hard to keep up, but he's going to throw a sim game in Arizona over the weekend. And then from there, it looks like he's lined up to make his first AAA start on June 2nd. And, you know, he's going to make at least 2 of them, but it may be only 2. So he's going to be ready to go by somewhere between maybe June 12th to June 19th. I think that's what Billy Epler said shortly after they signed Tim Lincecum. So he's getting close, and Wilson is throwing in his first rehab game today, Wednesday, for Inland Empire. He is hoping to be back by early June. He's eligible to be activated off the DL by June 2nd, and he wants to be back by then. And Tyler Skaggs, who, you know, we talked about, he's been shut down with bicep tendonitis. He made 3 starts in AAA, and that's it. He's throwing bullpens again. And he's going to throw a simulated game in Arizona on Saturday as well. So he's getting close, too. And, you know, you look down the road now, and the Angels are getting some starting pitchers back. And, you know, at some point, there's going to be some tough decisions to be made with this rotation, which you would have never imagined given all their injuries. But Nick Tropiano is pitching well. Matt Shoemaker is coming off the best start of his life. Jared Weaver has gone back-to-back starts, completing 7 innings. They have too many starters, Allison. Can you believe that?
No, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
Yeah, they had too many starters in March, and that
That's
was
true.
The end of that.
That's a fair point.
But that would be awesome if they could, you know, put something together there because, you know, everyone kind of wrote them off. But they're still the Angels. I mean, they still have, you know, a lot of talent on that team. So I would think that maybe they could do something. And I want to talk about one of the mainstays in the rotation, who is one of my favorite topics to talk about, which is Hector Santiago. But I was reading your story about when he was ejected, and I couldn't stop reading. I mean, I was just fascinated by how this whole thing went. So he gets ejected by the umpire for allegedly, according to him, not even saying anything to the umpire. He was saying something to the catcher, which, you know, I don't know. When you're putting all this together, like, what was your take on what you think ultimately happened?
Well, it was weird. I actually was not there that night, Allison.
Oh.
But my associate, Fabian, put together, so he was there. And it was just, I did watch it play out on TV, and it was bizarre because it didn't seem like Hector said much of anything. You love Hector. He's one of the nicest guys in the league, right?
Ever. He's one of the nicest people ever.
He would never
ever
say anything back
yes.
to an umpire, would he? So it looked like he got mad at an initial call, and then after that, he was just screaming, "Let's go," to his catcher, which is what he said he was saying, and then he just got ejected. And, you know, you never see it play out like that, though, Allison. And the one thing that Mike Swisha never really speaks out badly about umpires after the game. He doesn't make that a habit of his. But, you know, one thing he said after that game was that, you know, if you're an umpire dealing with a starting pitcher and it's only the third inning, you need to be a little bit more lenient. You can't have a quick hook like that because then, I mean, you know, because of one bad thing that a starting pitcher says, you're putting a team in a real bind. And that's what ended up happening with the Angels. I think Mike Swisha and Hector Santiago both felt like he should have been given a little bit more leeway there. And, you know, we see it all the time. We see starting pitchers get emotional about strikes that aren't called. I mean, just last night in his first at-bat of the game, Prince Fielder got a called third strike on a fastball in the inside corner, and he turned around, and he was livid, and he was screaming at the home plate umpire. He did not get tossed. I feel like the Angels just felt like Hector deserved a little bit more leniency, and he just didn't get it.
Yeah, it's bizarre because it's not like he has a reputation of doing that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And, yeah, the umpires, I mean, they have such a tough job, and I know, and it's getting tougher, and they're getting more scrutinized, and I get that, but it does seem like they can be a little bit overly sensitive in some of these situations. And I don't know what there is to rectify it, but it does seem like you should have to do a little bit more to get thrown out in the third inning and put your team in a bind like that than what he did.
And Hector, too, when he was coming off a start where he threw 8 shutout innings against the Mariners, he was getting his fastball back. His stuff looked good. He had struggled a little bit in that game. But, you know, if you're an Angels fan, you hope that that doesn't kind of break up Hector's rhythm. And we'll see. He starts today in the series finale against the Rangers.
Okay. We'll keep our eye on that. Okay, Alden, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Al.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.